and welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we talk to a new sponsor of the site as we're joined by Greg Tobin and Roy Rivers, the leaders at D&H Canada. The distributor's coming off another year of growth in Canada, and Greg and Roy are keen to share where they've been finding success over the course of the year that was 2018 with new vendors and new solutions areas. They also discuss their plans and priorities for 2019, including more training and education for partners in more regions, an expanding SMB-focused line card, and new solutions practice areas, the first of which is around networking and security. We also discussed the recent leadership changes at the company, which saw Rivers promoted to Vice President of Sales, while Tobin is stepping back a bit from day-to-day management across the business, and we get into the mood of the channel at the dawn of the new year on the heels of a challenging final month of 2018. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. My chat with Greg Tobin and Roy Rivers. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
2018, another year of growth. We've just heard from you guys, which is always nice to hear. And it's, you know, it's getting to the point where obviously you've been around for a decade or so in the Canadian market, and those growth numbers keep coming. Can maybe we start with a little bit on where that growth came from in 2018? What kind of sectors and technology areas shone the light for you guys?
Sure. I'll start it off, and maybe it'll probably best to break it down. I'll talk a little bit about the past, and Roy can talk a little bit about the future and the outlook of what we're seeing. So let's start off with overall, Robert. We saw really strong growth continuing on in the year 2018. Overall, D&H Canada achieved growth of 18% plus for the year. And that is pretty good when you consider how the channel was growing on average as measured by NPD for two-tier distribution. Overall, the channel grew at 6.3% for the calendar year versus our 18-plus percent. And of late, there was a little bit of a slowdown in the month of December in the channel of negative 10. So directionally, we're in really good shape. And we're seeing a good, strong embracement from our customer base. But I'd go back to a couple of investments that we had made. The first investment was the investment of 2017, which was geographically we needed to invest in the West Coast. And we put a facility out there and increased our sales team to support the SMB business out in that region. And as a result, we were rewarded extremely well. Our second investment that we did in the year 2018 was as a result of one of our competitors divesting in the province of Quebec. Mm. And we saw opportunities to increase service levels there. So we looked at the market and thought investing more in that market will pay us dividends. To that end, we brought on more inside salespeople and field sales representation into the region to help the customers grow. So those are the things that, in conjunction with credit capabilities that we gave to the customers, were really the foundations for our growth in the year 2018. And I would tell you that it's not just on one or two areas that we're seeing the growth. So let me just highlight a couple of them for you. In the area of data storage products, we saw 38% growth right across the board, and that's with partners such as Seagate in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. In the area of networking, 28% plus, and that's with partners such as Cisco and TP-Link. Of late, we've been seeing an increase in the computer business for components, and that's in the area of performance upgrades. And with that was 21%. So even though that might be somewhat of a diminishing pie, we seem to be getting a larger share of that and winning a lot more favor with the customers in that regard. And vendors that led the charge for us in that were ASUS, NVIDIA, and recently the announcement that Intel would be joining with D&H is helping us with that components business. Mm-hmm. Also as well, 42% growth in power conditioning and backup. And that's American Power, APC. and over 75% in our server solutions category, and that's largely led by HPE. So overall, we're seeing some pretty good areas for growth and opportunity, and we'll let Roy talk a little bit about what he sees for the future.
Right. So Greg talked about our investment in the West a year and a half, 2 years ago, and the market he was referring to that we're investing in is Quebec. And so we have indeed invested in field resource and more inside resources there. And we really are seeing a great response there in the initial few months that we've been showing up in and really focusing on training, enablement, and support. And it's really resonated well in that Quebec market. So as we go forward, we'll continue to do more of that. But it is definitely by adding resources in the field and inside complementary resources. It's really paying dividends. The other thing that we will be continuing to do, and I would say accelerating, is we'll be providing more training and education as we really focus around enablement with our SMB VAR customers across Canada. So we're going to be getting to more regions, more of those areas where maybe others aren't as focused as they have been, and we're seeing an opportunity there. And we're using a number of different things. We're going to be showing up and doing more shows in more cities. So we'll be showing up in person, but we'll also, with our field team, be leveraging video telepresence, we call partner presence unit, to really add a personal touch and bring our inside team and sales specialists, product specialists, into the customer meeting rooms with our field person in person. And then being able to do training. And this facility, by the way, has whiteboarding, but it's really adding a personal touch so we can see the people, you can have better interaction, and it really enhances the training and education capabilities and effectiveness. I think the effectiveness is something that our customers have told us has really gone well. So again, it's running more events in more locations, but education training is a big bet for us. The other thing I would say that's going to be more and more prevalent is we're going to continue to expand our offerings in the SMB market with our VAR customers, and that'll be, again, across Canada. So last year, you know, we brought Meraki, HPE, Aruba offerings to get really geared to the SMB VAR customers and their customers, of course. Meraki's been a big bet for us. And a big bet by Cisco in us, and that's fueled some growth. But I would say more importantly, that's really provided new capabilities to our VAR community to service and support their customers, and they're all looking for more recurring revenue. So that's helping provide a capability to do that, and we're going to be continuing to focus on elements like that. So you're going to see more of a focus from us on networking and security offerings. And that will be backed up with a business unit that we've just put in place, our network DNH networking and security solutions team. Mm-hmm. And there'll be offerings, again, geared to the SMB space with some expertise and support, like we've had a number of our different products, but that'll be much more solution-oriented. And I think that will be really with all those elements are really the basis for our growth in the coming. And while I guess it's in the current year now, 2019.
All right, you know, you touch on that new really formed business unit that's much more solution focused. You know, not to play spoiler or provide too much of a preview, but can we expect to see that kind of direction taken in other technology areas? That sort of more solutions focused grouping of technologies into solutions packs.
Yeah, it goes back a couple of years now as we, you know, we talked about our advanced solutions team, and we certainly have been doing that from a product perspective and looking at solutions with working with our key vendor partners, and I think we've had some good success with that. And I mentioned HPE and Aruba and of course Cisco. So now, you know, in at the heart of this unit you know, Cisco will certainly be in front and center in the middle of that. But we'll be looking at what's complementary mm-hmm. to what we already have that we could then round out. So a VAR, you know, in a more smaller region in Canada, will, if we can bring more offerings that support a Cisco play, or an Aruba play, if we can bring some complementary things to that space. And we certainly know security is very important. Every report and everything you read, and certainly our customers mm-hmm. customers are telling them security is important. If we can bring more offerings to then complement what we already have, I think we're going to be able to help them gain more share of business in with their customers. It's more wallet share.
Obviously, one of the bigger developments towards the end of last year was some change in the structure there with Roy moving into a role and Greg also moving into a role. Can each maybe take a second to sort of describe how you're interacting with your customers, the partners these days, and sort of what solution providers should be expecting from each of you in your new roles?
Yeah, it's well, first of all, the transition's going very well, what I have been doing in the weeks that have followed that announcement is very basic but very important, which is getting out and meeting mm-hmm. customers across the country. So I'm spending most of my time outbound, and so now as I meet different customers in a kind of a wider breadth, that's been very positive, and I'm hearing the same thing back from them, which is, you know, our customers truly see and feel our difference, and that may sound very basic, but it's our people. I mean, there's a passion for support and responsiveness, and I hear that we are definitely differentiated in the marketplace, I would say the advantage is our people at D&H understand that the VARs and their customers have customers to service, and I see that and hear that everywhere I go. So candidly, our people are our differentiation in the SMB channel community. So the transition, back to your question, the transition is going very well. And again, it's getting out and meeting our customers and hearing what else we can do to help provide better support, continue to provide better support, and understand where they need help.
And I would further add to that on the transition itself. The transition itself actually started several years ago during the planning process to make sure that we're bringing on the right leaders, the strong leaders, that they can continue to grow the business. During my transition, typically when I set up the company, it was working with transportation companies, legal companies, setting up, bringing on all the vendors, setting up all the customers. And that role has really changed quite a bit. So my ability to step back from that day-to-day operating role and let the functional departments and their leaders continue to grow, I think that's going to be really well and strong for the company to continue to grow. And I will continue on as an advisor and a coach to each of the functional department, and just free them up to grow and kind of step out of the way and let them run their businesses the way that they need to. So we view it as a good, solid transition, a great opportunity to grow the people.
All right. Sounds good. Obviously, in both of your roles, you're out there talking to partners on a regular basis. You both touched on that. I'm curious if you could capture for me the mood of the channel here at the first month of 2019. How, acknowledging there's going to be a range of different feelings depending on where partners are in their business, in their lifeline, etc. But sort of as a level set, how do you find solution providers are feeling about their business and their prospects for 2019?
On aggregate, Rob, you raised a pretty good point. Overall, the channel, based on NPD number for two-tier distribution, grew at 6.3% for the full year calendar year. But from about the mid-November, there appeared to be a softening for whatever reason, maybe trepidation on the exchange rate, tariff structure, concern about GDP, some budgets being deferred. But there was a softening to the point that NPD had measured December's growth at negative 10. We understand right now that there's still a little bit of softness, and there's still some degree of vagueness as to what the public sector spend is going to be in the coming months. As you're aware, that's really measured from about the first part of February through to March, that procurement cycle. There's still some degree of vagueness on what that's going to be, but from our perspective, there is a lot of budding new businesses. There's a lot of SMB development that's happening out there. Mm-hmm. So even though the macro economy might not be as strong as it is, we still see opportunities to grow our business double digits and continue to outperform the market on aggregate. Now, I turn it over to Roy, and maybe you could elaborate on some of the specifics that your feedback you're getting from the customers.
So I would first of all, off the top, echo Greg's point about the public sector. There is certainly a hesitation right now heading into government season from the government-focused VARs. And so there's a little bit of an unknown and queasiness there a little bit, but I'm sure that will sort itself over the coming weeks. But relative to kind of the heart and soul of our D&H business, the SMB space, the VAR community is very positive, and I see nothing but optimism heading forward. And I would say one of the things I've been really happy to see, pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised because it's been an effort for a long period of time, but the VAR community has been working on enhancing their services capabilities, and it goes from, you know, a bit of an uptick in more offering more services to their customers, through to a lot more sophistication in small MSPs, where they're the trusted advisor to more and more customers. And their model has shifted. And what used to be a 10% of the business service model has now shifted to between 15 and in some cases it's 60. Mm-hmm. And there's a renewed health and feeling of optimism as they've taken on much more of a role with their customers in the market. So the answer is we're seeing a positive feeling heading into this year, and that's I think that's great news for all of us.
All right, brilliant. Appreciate the insights from both of you. Good luck for the year to come, and thanks for taking the time once again.
Thank you very much, Robert, and enjoy the day and weekend.
Thanks very much.
So there you have it, the year that was 2018 and the year that will be 2019, as seen by Roy Rivers and Greg Tobin of D&H Canada. I'd like to thank Greg and Roy for joining us for the show, thank D&H Canada for its sponsorship of the site, which is brand new for this year, and thank you for listening. We couldn't do this without you. We'll be back on Monday with the regular edition of this podcast for what couldn't be less of a regular edition of the podcast if it tried, as we're joined by Paulo Del Nobleto, chief of the channel business at hybrid aggregate solution provider Jalera, and a fellow longtime ink-stained wretch covering the Canadian channel scene. We'll talk about Jalera's journey from an IT solutions provider to a company that does the vast majority of its business in support of MSPs, and we'll talk about Del Nobleto's own journey, the only one I can think of that's seen a former channel scribe go on to himself run a channel program. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.